Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you both. It's 7:38, 22 before 8 on this Tuesday morning, October 4th. The Mid-Barrett area sediment diversion is something that is very important to the coast of Louisiana. Now, we invited Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser on, and what I wanted to do was to have him and Chip Klein on at the same time so that they could talk about the issue and debate the Billy Nungesser's ideas with the Coastal Protection Authority. Apparently, and Jordan's on vacation this week, but as I understand, we reached out and we weren't able to get Billy to confirm to a time or come on. But James Karst joins us, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, to talk about it. Good morning, James. How are you?
Hi, Tommy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and be, I guess, Billy Nungesser's stand-in here just so we can try to clear some of this up. And I don't want to confuse the public. I want the public to understand what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm reading the first paragraph of an op-ed he wrote here, that the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority's plan to address coastal land loss is a staggering $2 billion river diversion that at best will yield minimal land along below the waterline and at a tremendous cost to our wildlife and essential fish habitat, forever altering our sportsman's paradise. Is that a correct statement or not?
Well, it's going to alter our sportsman's paradise for the better. I mean, it's going to create marsh. It's going to sustain the wetlands that we still have. It is going to correct the conditions that have been one of the leading factors in the wetlands loss that has plagued South Louisiana, and especially Southeast Louisiana, for decades now. It's going to have beneficial impacts on some wildlife species. But it clearly is going to have negative impacts on some, but it is by far preferable to not doing the diversion. These diversions have been something that should have been done 50 years ago.
Parish councils of Plaquemine, St. Bernard, and St. Tammany have joined in opposition because they fear more rapid land loss, fewer flood protections, and severe negative impacts to fisheries and environments. And then that's back to the fisheries discussion. But is it going to lead to more rapid land loss and fewer flood protections?
No, in fact, it's going to create land and, like I said, sustain existing land and increase our flood protection. You know, I'm sure you've seen what's happened with Hurricane Ian in Florida, and many parts of Florida don't have the benefit of having miles and miles of wetlands between them and the Gulf of Mexico. We're fortunate to have that here, but we need to keep it alive, and we need to restore it to the extent that we can.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I'm standing in for Billy Nungesser, if you will. We're talking to James Karst, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. We're talking about the Mid-Barrett area sediment diversion. It's going to change fisheries. I do know that. Billy says it's going to make dolphins extinct. I'll talk to you about that when we come back, James. And I also want to talk about this berm plan that Billy Nungesser is pushing, saying that they did it during the BP oil disaster, and it was a success, and that this, at that time, Coastal Protection Restoration Authority was on board with it. So I'm trying to bring up his objections and understand him as best as I can from the op-ed piece. Again, I wrote, we invited him on, but I guess he couldn't make it. We couldn't get together on a time. Either way, we never heard back. 7:42, 18 till 8. Back in a flash, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 7:47, call it 13 before 8. We're talking to James Karst, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, and I would still love to get Billy Nungesser on in the 9 o'clock hour and Chip Klein on from the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority to come on and debate this mid-barrier sediment diversion. We've got James Karst with the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, and I'm just trying to get to the truth here. Billy says it's going to lead to the extinction of dolphins. James?
Yeah, well, that is an incomplete sentence. I would say it's sort of like saying that dolphins are extinct in the Mississippi River. They shouldn't be there under normal circumstances. And so 100 years ago, there were not 2,000 dolphins within Barataria Bay. They're there now because of the artificial conditions created by the very strict levying of the Mississippi River. So while I think it's also presumptuous to say that they'll be extinct there, but they will be negatively impacted by the reintroduction of fresh water there.
They'll be redirected to a friendlier place that suits what they're looking for, the kind of water they need, right?
They will certainly continue to exist where the salinity is what they require to survive, yes.
All right, the text comes in. Why not dredge? Dredging adds instant material.
Yeah, dredging is happening. It's going to continue to happen. It's a huge part of the state's coastal master plan. So it's not an either-or situation. Dredging will continue. The problem with dredging only, some people will say that we should just dredge. The problem with that is that when you dredge, that area that you've dredged it still needs a periodic introduction of sediment. It needs nutrients. Otherwise, it's going to be underwater in 10 years, 20 years. It's not sustainable over the long term.
All right. During this from Billy Nungesser's op-ed here, FEMA recognized let me read it. We developed a plan that built forested ridges, enhancing our flood protection, lowering storm surge by 5 feet, protecting our critical marshland. FEMA recognized it as flood protection. During the BP oil disaster of 2011, berms were built to capture oil before it washed into marshes. The Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation initially charged that the plan would destroy the Gulf, but the strategy worked so well that the foundation later called these berms the silver lining of the oil spill. Billy says you can build over 200 miles of land much quicker and safer for our wildlife and our culture than the billion CPRA is proposing. I guess a berm is a levee, and that's what he's talking about. Is that a viable option, viable idea?
It's a viable, it's something, like I said, it's something that should be done. We should be building terracing projects. We should be building various types of marsh restoration projects. But the linchpin of them all is the sediment diversion, because it essentially uses the river which built South Louisiana in the first place to sustain and to build our wetlands. And so, again, it's not a situation where we need to pick one thing and not do anything else. We need to do an entire menu of things to save our coast.
It's 7:50, 10 till 8. Somebody texted in and said, I'd love to hear how the diversion builds up sediment above the waterline. Well, we'll talk to James Karst, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, about that very thing when we come back. We're discussing the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. It's 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now on WWL. All right, 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking to James Karst, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. Billy Nungesser has been critical of it. And look, my role in this is I got a house in Belchase, and I want to make sure that I still do for years to come for whatever estate I leave behind for my kids. So let me get to a couple of the text here. James Karst, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Two texts. I'd love to hear how the diversion builds up sediment above the waterline and explain why previous diversion projects have never worked. I don't know if that statement is true or not. If he claims they do, then go to Google Earth and look where they add and see that there's been no land development. In fact, many of those areas have had land loss. Again, I'm not an engineer. I don't know anything about any of this. I'm just concerned with having a home in Belchase. Please, James, thoughts?
Yeah. So first of all, the diversion is not going to release sediment and water into open water. It's going to release it into wetlands that look sort of like Swiss cheese now. Mm-hmm. They are dying, unhealthy wetlands. And so if you can imagine patches of grass with water filled with nutrients and sediments coming through them, that's how it will accumulate. That's how it will sustain the existing wetlands there.
So, and our time is limited here, so let me jump in. At no point is the idea to build land up above the water line. Is that it? That's not the plan at all?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, sea level is continuing to rise. It's not going to be, you're not going to build a new city on
that's what I'm asking.
Wetlands.
And that's not the goal. The goal is to what? Provide a breakwater, if you will, for hurricanes? That's what we're trying to do here?
Well, not only that, but, you know, it's to sustain the wetlands that still exist and serve that function, serve many other functions as well. People live there, for instance. But, it's to build wetlands and to sustain the existing wetlands.
How soon will we see results? Because one thing Billy Nungesser says is we can't wait 50 years. Is it going to be 50 years before you see results of this?
No, that's misleading. You're going to see results immediately as soon as they open it, really. And you may read about it. People, your listeners may look for it in the news. There's a place called Neptune Pass where you can see the river is beginning to build land already through this pass that opened in the Mississippi River near Burris on the east bank. And and it's just sort of a glimpse into what is to come for us.
Thank you, James. I appreciate your time. I really do. James Karst, Director of Communications and Marketing for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, Chip Klein, Chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, please email me, tommy@wwl.com. Have your staffs do it. Let's get together on a 9 o'clock hour one day where the two of you can come on. You can come in studio if you want and sit down and talk back and forth about this mid-Barataria sediment diversion, because it's just everything, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.